Let's go out to our guy Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber, Vermont's most complete locally owned home center with locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Rouse's Point, New York. They're also at Swanton Lumber and sticksandstuff.com. Kyle, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm enjoying some warm weather. I think we're officially at that point in the year where we can't complain about snow anymore. We can't complain about leaves or leaf peepers, but now we can complain about the heat.
Can complain about heat for sure. Tell me you've got portable air conditioning units, box fans. Tell me you've got something in that vein.
We do. We've got all different kinds of fans. I know I talked about it, I think, last year at some point, but one of the questions that we get is, you know, doesn't the fan just move around hot air? And, you know, the question is, yes, it does, but if you put it in, like, your basement or somewhere like that, blowing up your staircase, it's going to blow a lot cooler air and keep that moving to cool down your house. Another thing you can do if you do have an air conditioner is make sure that you set up a schedule. You're going to want to clean the coils on the outside of the air conditioner and the fins that help with the heat transfer on the outside of your window if it's a portable unit, just like a mild soap and water, and lightly hose those off. You don't want to, like, pressure wash them or anything like that, but just get a lot of the buildup, the dirt, the debris, any pollen, things like that that get stuck on the back, anything that's going to hinder the cooling effect. And then on the inside of the unit, make sure that you maybe a couple times a month just rinse out the air filter, because that can cut down on operation quite a bit. So a couple little things like that as far as maintenance goes, and you'll have a lot cooler room.
This answer might just be it depends on where you live and what you have access to, but is there any preference to the big window unit air conditioners that sit in the window and kind of have the backside hanging out versus the, you know, kind of more portable AC that kind of has that long spring that attaches into the window and you can kind of move around?
So, I mean, the portable air conditioners, the big thing with them is they're a lot easier to set up than they are, than like a window unit is. You know, you don't have to remove generally any of your window screens. There's a little bracket that gets pinched between your window frame and the outside of the house, and then you basically just set up the exhaust fan, you know, or the exhaust vent, which is like that accordion tube that exhausts the hot, moist air out of the house. Another cool thing, a lot of those portable air conditioners also have like a dehumidifier function. So, you know, if you're in your basement or something like that, some of them have a drain hose so they can actually suck moisture out of your basement as well. So it's kind of like a two birds with one stone type of thing.
Kyle, what else we got to know right now? What are you getting asked questions about? What are you pushing? What do we got?
You know, the push is definitely on. I'm seeing a lot of guys that are in doing decks, and roofing season is back. So a lot of our local roofers, obviously, this week are zapped. They're starting really early, and that way they can end a little bit earlier, get off the roof when it's really, really hot. But anything like that, you're definitely going to want to call, figure out, and plan it out, because those guys are scheduling out months in advance. So if there's a project that you need, you know, call your local contractor, get an estimate, and get it on the books.
Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber, online at sticksandstuff.com. Their weekly flyer is also always available at sticksandstuff.com. You can see what's on sale and what new products are in there as well. Kyle, I need a chainsaw for my parents, I decided, because last time I was home, my mom asked me to start sawing things, and I want no part of that. Do you have chainsaws?
So most of our stores do have, like, the battery-powered outdoor power equipment.
Okay.
You know, Milwaukee, DeWalt, or Makita. Generally, we don't get into gas engines.
That's good. Batteries are better for me, and batteries are certainly better when I leave it for my parents in my absence. So
there you go.
There you go. Kyle, thank you very much.
Everybody stay cool.